And let's go now to another country where security is tight and tension is high. Pakistan is preparing for elections on Monday amid fears of violence. The assassination late last year of Benazir Bhutto is dominating debate about the vote, and her death is expected to produce a big sympathy vote for her Pakistan People's Party. But it is not the only issue on the minds of voters. NPR's Philip Reeves has just returned from a village in the province of Balochistan.
A small girl squats to collect water from a muddy pool beside a leaking well. She has competition. The village goats are drinking here too. We're only an hour and a half's drive from the vibrant port of Karachi, Pakistan's largest city and the country's biggest source of government revenue. The money hasn't made it here.
It's a pretty depressing landscape. It's scrubland and litter everywhere and dirt roads and houses made out of concrete blocks and mud. Pretty much the poorest of the poor.
This is a village called Karim Godgadani Moor in Balochistan, Pakistan's largest and poorest province. Some 400 people, many of them children, live here, just off the main highway. A ragged, dust-caked crowd gathers at the sight of a visitor. They're eager to air their complaints.
How many men here have no jobs?
यहाँ पे कितने लोगों की जो है नौकरी नहीं है कोई रोजगार नहीं है almost all of us are jobless we have no employment
no gas no water no
no water no gas
utilities in their homes explains a gnarled and weather-beaten man called Dur Mohammed are non-existent The owner of the tiny village shop tries to lure in customers by pumping out music. This isn't a good business environment. The villagers say the only way they can make money is through odd labouring jobs or chopping and selling wood. This brings in the equivalent of less than $1.50 a day, barely enough to pay for the most basic foods. Hardly any of the villagers can read. A woman called Wazira says she's worried that her 8 children are also destined to be illiterate. There's no school here and no madrasa. Next week's elections in Pakistan are for the country's National Assembly, that's the lower house of parliament, and for provincial assemblies. Yet the outcome is crucial for President Pervez Musharraf. It'll determine how much power he retains as president, and also, possibly, whether he stays on in office. For months, Pakistan's pundits have characterised Musharraf as deeply unpopular. He routinely denies this, saying he has strong support in the rural areas. But not, says villager Dur Mohammed, in this village in Balochistan.
Earlier it was true that he had support, but now the inflation is high, there is no employment, and his representatives did nothing for us, so he doesn't have any support.
That doesn't necessarily mean the main pro-Musharraf party won't get the village's vote. The village voted for that party last time around in 2002. This part of Pakistan is still run on feudal lines. Shafi Mohammed, a part-time truck driver, says he takes his orders from the Sardar, or tribal chief.
The elder of the village will come here. We will all sit around him and he will tell us who to vote for. But look, how is our life? The day starts, the day ends. No change in our life.
There has been one change, and it's a source of deep anger here. The villagers say a few months ago, another feudal leader arrived with some armed men and kicked some of the villagers off about 80 acres of land they'd been living on for decades. Among the evicted was an old man called Isra.
They came, attacked our home, then they started beating us, and then they set our hut on fire.
The villagers show off the rubble of about half a dozen destroyed huts. The families who lived here are now homeless, and, says Wazira, there's nothing they can do about it.
There is a feudalistic system here. We are in their hands. What can we say? We are helpless.
The villagers say being evicted is another complication in their daily struggle for survival, a struggle which they do not expect will be any easier after next week's elections. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Islamabad.